You're awake now, and whatever it is, a drug, food, the pretty new dress in the store, if you would just ask yourself, do I really need that? Is it really me that wants that dress, or something in me that thinks through me? It is no longer me. It's I'm it. I'm identified with it. So it feels like me wanting, and it feels like it's my idea, it's my want, my hunger. It isn't. But if you go with it, whatever you possess, something is possessing you through it. Did I say that right? Whatever you, when you get into it, get into that dress, you pay your money, that's less savings, and you're wearing something you don't need, and you feel a sense of pride. How do I look? It's only for a little while. You see, and then pretty soon, you want another dress, and another dress, and you can become dress addicted, right? Is that correct? You could become shoes addicted. Anything addicted. Addiction isn't necessary chemistry. It's a strange craving that never satisfies. And as long as it's satisfied, because we have an opulent society. And money is easy to get because we're not scratching in the dirt. Everything's very efficient. And so we've become lax. In other words, there's no wars to fight. There wasn't. We're against war because now we're against war because all we've got is, we are soulless. All we've got is a body. And this body is alive. And it's like an animal. It's all we got. There's nothing else but our body. And we've got to make sure we don't die and we don't suffer. We want to make sure we give this body. But the trouble is, if this was an animal and it would eat everything it had, and if it was a pigeon, it'd eat more and more and more, it couldn't get off the ground, and a dog would eat it. It couldn't survive. If you were an animal, you couldn't survive, because in the real world. But in the same context, you can't survive your predator.